Welcome to Undercard Supercast, number Dan Marino. I'm your host, founder, editor, and Shock Fights correspondent of Undercard Superstar, Luke Irwin. Joining me tonight, proctologist to the stars, Connor Dillon. Also, Captain Lou Albano, look-alike contest, third place winner, 16 years running, Josh Hall. Lastly, he ate the bones, Nolan Howell. On the heels of the last episode, number 12 that we had, Nolan had some choice words for one filthy mauler, Tom Lawler. Before Nolan gets into really the meat of his promo, we want to at least get him started off right. Nolan, I have your theme music at the ready. Prepare to walk down the Titan ramp whenever you feel like it. It's a shameful thing. Lost your head.
He's a man. All right, let's cut the music on this small time show here. I'm glad you all have me on. I usually charge an appearance fee for something this small, but I made time for you. We're all buddies here, right? Louis Irwin here.
Louis Irwin.
All right, Louise. Tom Lawler, I've been calling you out, and you've had nothing for me, pretending I don't exist. You run around with your fake little UFC contract, avoiding the real fight, getting in the cage, getting in the ring with me, no rules, no holds barred. You think you're no hair pulling, you're no groin shots, you're no eye gouging is going to work with a real street veteran like me? Let me tell you something, Tom Lawler. This isn't about money. This isn't about pride. This is about love. You come around here pretending to be the filthy one, pretending to be a real man's man like this guy. Let me tell you something, Tom Lawler. The millions and millions of women around the world that scream my name, there's only one I want. And you're getting down on your knees and begging to be with her. But let me tell you something, Tom Lawler. I'm going to pull out my leather glove. I'm going to smack you across the face with it. There's only two rings you should be thinking about, because you're not putting a ring on that little girl's hand. The first ring you're going to see is stepping inside with me. And the second one is when you wake up on your back and I tell you to kiss my ring. Tom Lawler, you and me, Undercard Supercard, 2013. Calling you out, buddy.
Book it, Daddy. Book it. Well, that was completely uninspiring. Thank you, Nolan. I imagine he's somewhere in pants-shitting terror right now. I know I would be. It's a lot of heart behind it. So you heard it here first. Undercard Superstar live show.
Undercard Supercard. Get it right.
Sorry. Lou Irvin was a little off. I'm very sorry. In the ring, bare knuckle, chicken wire ropes. Nolan Howell and Tom Lawler.
What kind of small joint promotion are you running around here? Can't even get your own name right.
I'm thrown off by your animosity. You pack a lot of fury into that 5'4" frame.
That's right, Louie.
Dateline, South Korea. K-pop group My Name released their first album this month, and along with it released a sprawling music video that featured the two biggest Korean fighters in the world right now, Stun Gun Kim, and someone we were just discussing the other day, Yoshihiro Akiyama, who is Japanese of Korean descent. If a record label threw you the car keys to produce a music video, what act and which two fighters from anywhere across the globe would you pick? By the way, the name of the song is Baby I'm Sorry, and ever since Connor polluted me with the link yesterday, I've watched it no fewer than 17 times. It's extraordinarily
fantastic.
Addictive. Don't get sucked in. Connor Dillon, what are you filming?
If I was going to choose anyone, I would probably choose the band Sepultura, Brazilian thrash metal there, FTW. And they actually made a really horrible music video featuring Royce Gracie back in the day, right after the UFC got started.
Now, was it horrible because Hoist was in it? Because that would be my first inclination. Because, as you know, Connor Dillon, fuck Hoist Gracie.
Yes. And so what I would do is I would do a remake of that video, but at the end of the tournament, he would fight Matt Hughes.
I like it. Josh Hall, what's on?
That's what I want.
What's on JTV?
I really don't do a whole lot in the way of music videos, but if I'm going to think of a band that I dig on right now that I can throw a couple of UFC fighters in, I'm going to take Mumford & Sons, and I'm going to throw Conor McGregor and Marcus Davis in there and just have a good old Irish party.
That will be overplayed at every Irish pub from now until the end of time.
And I feel like it would be very good.
All right, guys, listen here. All right, McDonald Play Place. All right, are you with me so far? Are you with me?
What's the band?
Slayer. Are you with me so far? McDonald Play Place, Slayer, Nick and Nate Diaz.
Yeah, oh, my.
If there's any producers out there, make it happen. Nolan Howell, besides a repeating video of you punching Tom Lawlor in the knee repeatedly on a loop, what would your music video entail?
Culture Club, Nick Lane, Tank Abbott.
That genius.
Oh my gosh.
For the record, would Mr. Kim actually be a more well-known Korean than the zombie himself?
Oh.
Since you said it too.
Did we not think of this? Yeah, you're right. I
waited till on air to spring that one on you. I'm sorry. I'm an asshole.
Son of a. No, I. Well, okay. All right. I'll tell you this. It works because Kim is much more intimidating looking than Zombie. You never picture Zombie as, you know, a henchman.
Well, no, I was just saying you said the two most famous Korean fighters right now.
Be like the plucky underdog.
I think they're both more well known than KZ.
Kim's been in the UFC a little longer. Did I say most well-known? I meant the most well-known welterweights.
This is my payback for all the times you've called us wrong.
Oh, I haven't done that in weeks, but I'm bringing it back now just for that.
Outstanding.
Dateline, Novato, California. Novato. 2K Games. 2K Games, producer of the upcoming WWE 2K14 video game, has announced that none other than the Ultimate Warrior will return for its latest installment. If you could pick someone from MMA's past to be included in the next installment of EA UFC, who would it be? Connor Dillon.
I would have to go with Captain America himself, Randy Couture, is probably one of the biggest sad things is that they never got him to sign away his likeness for the UFC games.
But he was in the best MMA game ever. EA MMA.
You don't have to lie to yourself anymore. You
Best
know, living a lie.
MMA game ever
was definitely
so
not it.
Good. The camp system was outstanding.
Was horribly sucky and had horrible voiceovers and just sucked.
Boss.
It had Ken Shamrock.
Connor, you're wrong, and you should feel bad.
You're wrong.
A good one, Josh. Who do you want to see on the small screen?
I'm even more wrong because I don't play any MMA games, so I have no idea who they've included at any point. So I'm pretty much useless here.
But if you did hypothetically play video games and would want to see somebody that from the annals of the UFC or any other...
Then I want to see Mark Coleman in Furious Ground and Pound.
Mark Coleman is in there.
Well, they tell you hypothetically. I myself only... If his fighting style and getup are included, Art Jimmerson with special one boxing glove punching attack.
That's an acceptable answer.
UFC Absolutely. 120 was in 2010, so yeah, let's get some Art Jimmerson in there.
Art Jimmerson, Legends Edition. Nolan?
Could we get Fred Edison there to fight the first guy?
Fred Edison is the punching bag you take out in training.
Since we're going that route, that's the way you go. There's my answer.
He's the Glass Joe. Actually, Fred Edish even looks like Glass Joe.
Oh my God.
Fred, or that guy that Travis Fulton suplexed on his head in Extreme Challenge.
Oh, that was...
Taekwondo Master.
Yeah!
It looked like that dude was dead. Like, he literally looked like he was not going to ever get up.
He looked like his limbs were about to explode in the 14 different pieces.
God is my witness, he's broken in half.
By God! Nolan, who do you want to see in the next EA UFC?
I would go Frank Shamrock, even though it's a very...
With braces?
With braces.
All right.
Even though Randy Couture could beat him?
The unsung hero of the UFC, the master of the dark ages.
Bas Rutten?
Bas Rutten would be a good choice, too. Those guys don't get celebrated enough, and Dana White Maurice thinks they're Smith. All dumb because they didn't work for him and kiss the ring. But, you know, Frank Shamrock.
Fair enough. Yeah, only, like I said, with special action braces. Dateline, UFC headquarters, Las Vegas, Nevada. With the slate all but official for the remaining year of fights, which headlining bout are you most looking forward to in the year 2013? Connor.
I'm probably, because it's got two of my favorite fighters, I'm probably going to be most excited for Connick Patman too. Mainly because I think it's going to be a sweet war. It'll be 5 rounds, and it'll just be orgasmic.
It will be fantastic.
And I just wish I could be there live. But I'll probably be there live for UFC 166 in Houston.
Which is getting yet another marquee fight with Cormier-Nelson. Because that's fucking fair.
Well, we lost our possible Thompson-Pettis fight, so
Josh, what fight are you most looking forward to in this year calendar year of the good Lord 2013?
Gotta be the rematch.
What an obvious answer.
The rematch. I mean, if there's any fight that's more
interesting... Conda Campman? I agree.
Yeah, I was like... JDS and Cain Velasquez.
That fight excites me because I'm probably going to be there, but
you fucking...
You have Anderson and Weidman again. It is the biggest fight for the UFC, and I'm very excited about it, even though I wanted to see Anderson fight Nick Diaz first.
Would have been great. I'm disappointed, man. They had so many cool options to go with, like, non-title.
They could have done Weidman, Belfort, and... thrown Anderson in there with Nick Diaz. Anderson looks like a killer again. Weidman pounds out Belfort, I would most likely guess, as long as they don't do it in Brazil where he's juiced out of his mind. And then you have the epic rematch.
All natural. I'm probably looking forward to GSP Hendricks more so than anybody, because Hendricks is pretty much, I mean, I don't want to say he's the last one, but man, there's not too many credible challengers after Hendricks, and he's probably I don't want to say he's GSP's Weidman, but he is someone who can pose a very, 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 very cool challenge to St. Pierre and bring something to the table that he hasn't really seen in a long time.
You think he's more threat than Damian Maia?
Yes. We see how Damian Maia is in title fights, and it's not pretty.
Well, I would blame that on someone deciding not to finish him.
I think GSP is smart enough and has been around enough to you know, negate any sort of bad predicament that he would find himself in against Maia. And I think, he plays it cautious, but he also takes the fight to him, and Maia can't do a ton when he's on his back, and GSP isn't going to chale himself in that fight.
He's the only other really interesting option I can think of at welterweight for GSP.
Safadine?
No, I got one even better. Safadine Matt Brown. Matt Brown.
GSP bad, too.
Brown would have to win, like, 10 more fights before he'd even be considered for a title shot.
Dude, he would have gotten one if he beat Dan Hardy.
Well.
Because Dan Hardy wars, bro.
Well, Connor, if my aunt had a dick, she'd be my uncle. You can wish in one hand and crap in the other and see which one comes true first.
There's a surgery for that.
Nolan! Who would you? What bout are you most looking forward to?
Does it have to be headlining?
Not necessarily. Well, actually, because I posed the question that way, yes. But we'll double back to that. Pick a headliner.
Okay. I honestly do like the Ben Henderson Anthony Pettis rematch, just for the fact of that fight. The first time around was unbelievably exciting. It was back and forth grappling, and
you're not a fan of justice. You're a fan of backdoor antics.
You, of course, had Stefan Bonner calling the ninja kick, which I want him to be in the booth this time around in case something incredible happens.
That's dirty money for that fight. I will not pay it because that is dirty money. That's money under the stall of the men's room, dirty. Some shady, like, shady dealings happen. But what non-headlining fight are you excited for as well, Nolan? And I will beat you to the punch because I will say I am insanely pumped to watch Rory and Ellenberger.
That's Brad just Pickett versus Michael McDonald.
That's yes, solid. I think McDonald. Yes. I think McDonald take. Yeah, Michael McDonald's and just. I would say that McDonald's probably the most entertaining bantamweight on the planet right now.
I'll take Eddie Wineland there, but they're both pretty damn exciting.
As soon as Barao quits ducking him, what?
What?
Now, take this for what this is worth here. Jorge Masvidal just called Michael Chiesa a watered-down Hoist Gracie. Connor, weird thing to say or weirdest thing to say?
I don't know. Rory Mack's serial killer shtick was pretty – that's pretty weird.
That's like calling – I don't even know of a
– So it's like saying your diarrhea is the way I take it. It watered down piece of shit. I mean, wait, maybe I shouldn't say that. But, yeah, like I don't think it's that bad. I just think it's really stupid.
Is it just – Josh, does anyone find this as strange as I do? I
don't understand what he's getting at with that. It doesn't make any sense.
It's like calling Matt Brown a watered-down Mike Tyson. What the fuck does that even mean?
Like, I mean, I don't see anything in Chiesa's game that would make me think like a Gracie-type fighter. If there was somebody right now in MMA that was an applicable comparison to Hoist Gracie, it would obviously be Ronda Rousey.
I was gonna say Hodger Gracie, but
no, somebody that that dominates early on in their sport.
Not after Kennedy
submission after submission. That's just like what Hoist did. That's where the women's game's at right now. But I don't see any comparison between Chiesa and Hoist. That doesn't add up.
It's just weird. Nolan, what do you think? Does that have any legs whatsoever, or do you find that as weird as I find it?
Yeah, it's weird. Even though Hoist Gracie would probably give Chiesa some trouble because Chiesa is awful, but and Jorge Masvidal is not necessarily a beacon of intelligence. The guy's a veteran of the Kimbo Slice street fighting circuit, and he enjoys McDonald's during training camp.
I don't think Chiesa is awful.
I think he's kind of bad.
You're just saying that because you look like his uncle.
I think he could beat Josh Hall's favorite fighter, Colton Smith.
No, Colton Smith's a saint, and he is by far one of the most entertaining fighters I have ever seen, sponsored by the great Alienware MMA.
Colton Smith is a wrestling god. Dateline, Boston, Massachusetts. With Josh Salmon out of his scheduled bout with the one Uriah Hall, stepping in to take his place, a familiar name and a legend in the Boston MMA circuit, John Howard. Connor Dillon, scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you for the return of Doomsday to the UFC?
Not really. I think he's going to lose.
It's a good number.
I mean,
scale of 1 to 10, not really.
Yep.
I've never been one for no book learning.
Hey, I'm from Tennessee, man. This is how we speak, all right?
1 to 10, noob.
Hey, you know, it goes 1, and then it goes 7, and then it goes 10. All right, that's how it works, okay? And then after 10, you go to 11 Z's, and then 12 Z's.
Get on with the Tennessee Volunteer.
Connor, if you don't give me a fucking number, I'm going to put a screw through your eyeball.
4.
All right, 4. Josh Hall, 1 to 10.
I'm not very for this fight.
Oh, Doomsday's gonna get destroyed. This is gonna be ugly. I don't know what he's doing at 185. The guy's 5'7". I mean, I'm 5'8", right about 185, and these guys tower over me. I don't know why this fight is happening. I don't mind seeing Howard back if he was at welterweight, so I'll give it a 3.
I'm going at a 7.8. Well, the fight, at least Howard will get another shot, and he knows he'll try to bring everything that he can to it. And I've always been a John Howard fan. Can't really put my finger on it, but Howard's A-OK. He's aces in my book,
maybe,
if you will, fellas.
Maybe it's because he beat down a terrorist. I think that's always a good plus.
It could be.
Let's hope everyone gets what I'm referencing.
I'm pretty excited. Depending on what Uriah Hall shows up, I could see him giving him a little bit of trouble. But again, the middleweight size disadvantage, I think he's at an 8.5-inch reach disadvantage, probably like a half a foot shorter, maybe less. But
so in other words, yeah. He's basically Sean Sherk.
Yeah, T-Rex arms Howard.
Every fight Sean Sherk had, he was at a 8-inch height and about a 13-inch reach disadvantage.
And Sherk fought at lightweight. They're basically the same height and reach. And he's at middleweight.
Fighting Uriah Hall. I could be wrong, but I recall watching, I think, Shamrock versus Ortiz 3, and Shamrock had – if Sean Sherk has T-Rex arm, Ken Shamrock had, like, baby arm. I think it said he was like at a 60 something inch reach,
I've
which
got
was
a baby
pretty ridiculous
arm right now.
Because I mean, maybe he was so roided up he could only get his arm like this far out.
Like a Rock'em Sock'em robot.
It's like Brock Lesnar, he's got to stick his arms out like this.
It's perfect for heel hooking because he can just turn it in right there. Right in the nook.
All right, boys. Short, quick, tight show, just the way Josh Hall likes it. Dolan, any parting words for Tom Lawler before we sign off tonight?
You should mention one thing that you didn't mention in your promo earlier was who exactly y'all are chasing. So do the promo part two.
I think we've made it clear, but if Nolan, you can go ahead. It won't seem stalkery, sort of.
We're chasing the lovely Rowdy Beck Hyatt. Tom Lawler's not even in her league, and I'm allowing her the opportunity to be with a real man.
And on that note, we will sign off for today. We'll catch you guys on the next installment of Undercard Supercast. I've been Luke Irwin. You have not been.